Answer. On June 20th, 2024, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "It is enough. I have given to you my direction both now and as the work was underway, and therefore I say to you, it is enough. I labored alongside you in this work. My word is truth. My word is spirit. As you worked with the text, I gave you my word, and it is to be kept as it was given. My word carries with it the power of truth, and you are not called to alter it, but are to defend it. As you have considered comments from others, you have feared man more than me. The corruption of Scripture has been caused by men fearing others and failing to heed my word. You were told to update the language, and that included restating my doctrine, sacrament, and baptismal prayers, but you hesitated and needed to be commanded to do so. Let your work of updating the language now end with the words I have given you. Publish it for the people to read. Then have the voice of the people determine if they will accept it as my covenant, as they will be judged by their voice on this matter. Once the voice of the people has been heard, if they accept it, let it be your covenant version to guide you. No one should be forbidden from using the earlier text, nor compelled to use only one of these two. But if approved by their vote, it will be your covenant text to guide you. As for my doctrine, sacrament, and baptismal prayers, use the new language, but you are not to forbid using the earlier language, as I will accept either wording for these ordinances. In the future, when translating the Book of Mormon into other languages, use this Covenant of Christ version as the source for that work. Hear me now. Let every person take care in how they use my name, as if I had part in their every dispute. For many things provoking arguments among the people are born from pride, stubbornness, aspiring for control, and reckless indifference toward me and one another. I bear with the people still, and patiently await the return of natural fruit in my vineyard. Do not be misled by my patience, for the time is quickly approaching for the harvest of my vineyard. Amen.